This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our veterans this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga, Basiliga Hospitality. Guys, it's the last weekend before full renovations at the great Queen City Tavern, Main Drag Oliphant. Check it out so you can do a before and after. And he's bringing us our veterans. They include Thomas Murph Murphy. He was from South Scranton. Passed away earlier this year, surrounded by his loving family. His devoted wife of 52 years, the former Diana Springer, was by his side. They'd married in 1972. He grew up in South Scranton, graduated from Scranton Technical High School, the great Scranton Tech. He dedicated 57 years of his life to his craft as a member of the Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers, Local 5, where he worked as a skilled mason. Proud veteran of the Pennsylvania National Guard, recognized as a sharpshooter during his service. He was an avid third baseman in both slow pitch and modified softball. He loved Genesee beer and time spent at the corner bar. Fierce protector of his family. Leaves behind a legacy of love and laughter that will be deeply missed. In addition to his wife, he's survived by his daughters and other family members. Thomas Murph Murphy. Robert Ozak. He was from Duryea, just 69 when he passed January 1. He was born in Scranton. Graduate of Riverside High School, class of 74. He then joined the U.S. Army and served with the legendary 82nd Airborne during the Vietnam War. He retired from Northeast Envelope, that great company, after many years of dedicated service. He was an avid pool player. Proud member of the American Pool Players Association. Was preceded tragically in death by his son, Bobby. Survived by a daughter and a granddaughter and siblings and other family members. Robert Ozak. Michael Foley. He was 81 when he passed January 5. He was from Madison Township. He was 81 years old. Born in Blue Point, Long Island. He graduated high school and then immediately joined the United States Marine Corps. And before retiring, he worked as a chief in the New York City area, chief of police. Always giving back to his community, he volunteered for SCOLA at United Neighborhood Centers and the Lackawanna Blind Association. He loved the outdoors, gardening, all of that. He forgot very little and could command facts at the snap of a finger. In addition to his wife, Esther, who survived him, a daughter, a stepson, grandchildren, and step-grandchildren, Michael Foley. Our great veterans this hour brought to you by the Queen City Tavern. John Basiliga and the Basiliga Hospitality Group. Get up there before they go into full renovation mode on the 18th. Check it out. You'll see the before and after in a few weeks. Our veteran this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga, Basiliga Hospitality Group. Featuring today, because it's going to undergo renovations starting next Tuesday, the Queen City Tavern Oliphant. And I saw somebody say, what did they have there? Oh, fish and chips they had on a Friday, which you can have this Friday at Queen City Tavern. They said they were beyond awesome. Those of us, observing Lent, we don't eat meat on Fridays if we can help it. But Queen City Tavern, total renovation starting next Tuesday. So let's get in there right through St. Patrick's Day on Monday. Our veteran this hour, brought to you also by our friend Al in Wayne County, Michael Yevich. He was from Honesdale. He passed away on December 18th last year at age 96. His wife, Joyce, with whom he shared more than 60 years of marriage, passed away back in 2017. Mickey Yevich was born in Taylor, PA. Think of this, in 1924. He's actually survived by his only daughter, Jill. Jill and son-in-law of Mickey Yevich reside in Honesdale. Two granddaughters are also with him. He was preceded in death by most of his siblings. He survived by three of them. Mike was a World War II veteran, private first class, 90th Infantry Division radio man in the 1st and 3rd Army under General Patton. He was wounded and lost the sight in his left eye during the Battle of the Bulge in Normandy, France. Awarded two Purple Hearts and a slew of other medals. He was a proud United States Army man, life member of the American Legion in Taylor, and disabled American Veterans Post in Honesdale. With the help of the GI Bill, Mickey Yevich attended culinary school for baking. He gained employment at Buck Hill Falls in the Poconos, where he met his wife Joyce in 1957. He continued his baking career at Cove Haven Resort. He remained there until retirement. He spent almost 30 years of retired life wintering in Bradenton, Florida. In the warmer months, he was here, Pennsylvania, Honesdale. He loved the Honesdale Senior Citizen Center. World War II veteran, Michael Mickey Yevich of Honesdale. Thank you, L. When family and friends call in to talk about a specific veteran we're paying tribute to and we're celebrating, it's really extra special. And speaking of, here's L from Wayne County on Mickey Yevich. How are you, L? Thank you, first of all.
Oh, thank you for putting that on, because he was such a wonderful man. I met him at the senior center, and I sat down at the table where he was sitting, and I actually right next to him. And he started talking, and he told me the whole story where, they were dropped off at the beach. And I didn't realize he was a radio man until that was all in the funeral announcement. And I don't think he mentioned that he was a radio man, but maybe I just missed that when he was telling me, because the story got so involved. And he said that they got dropped off, and then he got not too far from then, he got hit by a concussion grenade.
Yeah.
And I said,
well, they aim for the radio man.
And
that antenna was like something they looked for. Let's take the radio man out. And that's what Michael Yevich did.
Well, I'll tell you what. He said he got hit by a concussion grenade. And I said, wait a minute, a concussion grenade? I said, is there more than one kind of grenade? And he said, oh, yeah. I thought there was only one kind of grenade, the kind that blows you up to smithereens, you know? And, you know, like, I was really listening to his story. I wish that somebody along the way would have taped his story, because it was so amazing to hear him talk about this. And, you know, a lot of veterans don't talk about it at all. But he said he got hit with that concussion grenade, and he got knocked out. And that's why he lost the sight in his eye. And he said hours later, he doesn't even know how long, he woke up.
Yeah.
And he said everybody on the field was now dead. And I said, oh, I said, that must have been an awful feeling. He said, yes. And he said, but the main problem was I had to decide which direction to go.
Oh, man.
Because if I went the wrong direction, I would have been a POW. And the story just was so amazing when he was talking about it. And
it was a 21-year-old kid, although that was a grown-up in the Battle of the Bulge. You know, wow.
Yeah, and he was very nice looking also. You know, he was just a sweet guy. And oh, you know, it was terrible when I found out he passed away.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, we thank you so much, El, for sending me this obituary, because he passed in 2020. We would have missed, would not have had an opportunity to celebrate Mickey Yevich's life without you. So, again, much appreciated, El. We thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for doing what you do.
All right, my darling.
You do a great job.
Always a pleasure. Our veterans this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga, Basiliga Hospitality, and the soon-to-be reimagined Queen City Tavern. Get there for the before so you can truly appreciate the after. They'll be open through the 18th and then the 17th, St. Paddy's Day, and then the renovation begins. Gerald Lynch, he was but 73 when we lost him January 7. He was from New Milford, PA, formerly of Scranton. Survived by his sons, Gerald, a daughter, Annette, four grandchildren. One great-grandchildren, and many other family members. Jerry was skilled at many things and jack of all trades, proud Vietnam veteran with the U.S. Army, wonderful grandfather, great-grandfather, and especially enjoyed his time with Nathan and Jackson. Jerry Lynch. George Elko, another of the younger of our veterans. He was but 74. He died last October 7th. He was from Mountaintop. Born in Larksville, graduate of Wyoming Valley West, class of 68. After graduation, he joined the U.S. Air Force and served us for 4 years there. After completion of his service, he was employed by the Department of Veterans Affairs Medical Center here in Plains Township until retirement. Loving son, brother, and uncle, always putting his family before himself. Brothers, sisters, and numerous family members survive him and remember him. George Elko. Ted Heaps, founder of Ted Heaps Container Service. He was 89 and we lost him January 5th. Born in 1935 in Berwick. He attended Scott Schools in Espy and then joined the United States Marine Corps. After being honorably discharged, he started his family business, Ted Heaps Container Service, May 1, 1965. After retirement, he enjoyed 24 winters in Florida. Member of the Rock Run Assembly of God Church. He was a Gideon. You know the Bible, guys? Life member of Millville Fire Company. In the mornings, you can find Ted at the Table of Knowledge at the Alley Cat Eatery. Oh, would we love to hang with him there. Survived by his loving wife, the former Lana Kitchen, to whom he was married since 1955. also surviving. Four children, 17 grandchildren, 19 great-grandchildren, and one great-great-granddaughter, as well as four siblings. Man, tragically lost a granddaughter before his passing. Ted Heaps, our great veterans this hour, brought to you by the Queen City Tavern and our man, John Basiliga.